Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Okay, hopefully you guys can hear me now. I think we were having some sound problems. This is Angel, Angel the Belly Dancing Medium, here with you on my Wednesday night show. I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller just to make sure that you guys can hear me. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Can you hear me?
Hello?
There, this is Angel. Can you hear me?
Yes, Angel, I can hear you.
Thank you, because I don't think you guys could hear me. I had all these wonderful things to say, too. It was amazing. I don't think anybody could hear me. What can I do for you this evening?
I just want to see what you can pick up for me. I had some issues with my family, and
okay.
I'm just
having
trying
a hard
to...
time hearing you. You're kind of breaking up, so I don't know if that's your phone.
Yeah.
So can you repeat your question again for me, please?
Yes. I just want to see what you pick up with issues with me and a brother.
What's your brother's first name, and what's your first name?
My first name is Jacqueline. His first name is Winston.
Okay, great. So are you having some issues around disagreement? Was there a disagreement that you guys had in the family that you're having issues around?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I can go ahead and take a look at that, if that's what you need me to do. The first thing I'm going to tell you is that I'm not getting that you have to be concerned that there's a relationship ending issue, but I do feel opinions and stubbornness on both sides. Is what I'm getting, that you guys are both have each other's best interest at heart, but you guys are both right, and it's going to be a challenge to get past this. One of you guys has to make the concession. One of you guys has to step out and step into the role of what's more important, being right or having this peace in this relationship, because this situation's not going to resolve because both of you guys can't be right. That's what I'm getting, and I don't know if that makes sense. At the end of the day, in the real message for you is it's not important. Does that make sense?
Not really, because he wants a letter from me so that he can move on, and I don't trust him with this letter because he's taking a lot of money from me.
Correct.
And I just want to know if he's moving on.
So this right here, so based on what you just said and based on the information I was getting is that both of you guys are like, so you don't want to give the letter because there's no trust.
No, it's not that I don't want to give the letter. I don't know what's his agenda.
You said a moment ago you didn't trust him. So you didn't trust what he was going to do. Right.
No, I don't trust what he's going to do.
Your initial feel here is that you would rather not do it because there's no trust there. That's what I was just saying. So if that's your position, and his position is he wants it. So you guys are not in agreement, okay? And so,
I would give him the letter if he would be the one to do the right thing.
So I can look at that. Let me see where he's at with that. You don't need to, though. You just need to also know that you don't need to. There's nothing here forcing you to do that. If you feel like you don't want to, you don't have to. And I'm not getting anything negative, but at the same time, my dear, this is a hard decision because you have a history here where you have had some concerns. And if you've had some concerns, then you have to do the right thing for you. And that if you really think about this and really look at where he's coming from, he is trying to move on, but he's never going to move on because you guys are going to come together on something else in the future. And if this is the last straw, if this is the last thing that you need for him to kind of come to you on and you feel like everything's going to be on the up and up, I'm not getting that this is. I'm getting that he's always going to have something. And so I don't get his intentions are malicious, but I also don't get that he knows right from wrong in the same way that you know right from wrong, if that makes sense. There's gray areas for him. So you have to do what's right for you.
Is he mentally ill right now?
Is he mentally ill? That's a difficult question for me to answer. Let me see. That's a difficult question to go into, especially here on the radio.
Okay.
I'm seeing that he definitely has some issues, but that's a difficult question to answer on the radio. And if that's something that's out there for you, then you have to consider that. I would not give him anything if that's something that you feel is out there for you. You're being asked to really focus on bringing in Archangel Michael into this to help you get some balance around this issue for you and your brother so that you can feel that he is taken care of, because there's more to this than does he have mental problems. I also feel like, you know, is he going to hurt himself? Is he going to hurt other people? You know, what is he making the right decisions around his process? And if that's the position that you're in, number one, you absolutely are right without not wanting to give him some documentation or with your signature on it. But what you also want to do is make sure that you are in the right space. I'm kind of looking at the space here. There's no reason for you to try to fix it. There's no reason for you to be engaged in it. So what you need to do is protect yourself, protect your energy, and protect him and protect his energy. Have you taken the steps to give him help? Have you given him two people in terms of giving him resources and giving him names and talking to people to try to get him some support?
He doesn't want to talk to me in person. He wants to force me to give him this letter. And it's the only reason why he wants this letter is because he made a big mess of something.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm supposed to be the person to clear it up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I could give him the letter if he needs the help, but I'm just not sure what's his agenda because he's tricked me in the past.
His agenda is always going to be the same, is what I heard. His agenda is always going to be the same. He doesn't have a right from wrong. The word that I'm getting is sociopath. He doesn't have the same process. So it's easy for him to just kind of go from one side to the other side because he's just trying to take care of himself and what he needs. So it's not a trick. It's just who he is. And if he wasn't your brother, it'd be easy. But we love and we care. You know, if this was just some guy, you'd be like, nah, I'm not. Thank you for asking, but I'm not going to do that. But you have a different sense of connection and responsibility, so you want to do the right thing. But sometimes the right thing to do is to do nothing, or sometimes the right thing to do is to give someone a different type of support. So this one's a tough one. Because, you know, you can go the martyr route, and I'm not seeing that that's something that you need to do. You can go the martyr route.
No, because I've already been the martyr.
Yeah.
I've been the martyr pretty much all my life with him. I just didn't know how bad it was until after my mother died.
Sorry to hear that.
You know, there's a couple of other siblings, but he's the main one that's really been the thorn in my side.
So you're being asked to really step back and you can't help this person by giving them the bag. You know, they're showing me like the bag of money, like from the cartoons, a little dollar sign on it. You can't help this person with that. You have to help this person with process. and with actual resources, whether it's a person or an organization or, you know, whatever he needs. But he needs some sort of rehabilitation, and he needs some focus, some serious focus around reestablishing his life, whether he goes to a program and he learns a trade, talks to someone, because he's got some stuff going on that's distracting him in his head. He needs some support. Then coming to you and having you fix everything works. It's a temporary fix. It's a Band-Aid. And that's what you've been to him, is a Band-Aid. Right? So, and unfortunately, when you give him a Band-Aid, it comes back to you as an injury, because stuff happens to you. You lose something. And so if you're tired of losing something, what you need is, he needs a different kind of help. And if he doesn't want to talk to you and doesn't want to work with you, you can only help someone that gives you their hand. But I also feel like you're concerned about your brother. And so that's why this one is tough. So if you put the intent out there and you give him this letter and make sure that you present it in a way that is not going to be able to come back and be detrimental to you, it's something that you may be able to do with the assistance of a lawyer. You can do that, because there won't be anything he can do. But this one's a tough one, and it's a tough one because it's your brother, and it's hard to answer this kind of question in a profession like mine,
he's not an honest person. He's not an honest person, and he's
understood.
Being a scapegoat.
Understood.
There's a sister that he used to be with, and I haven't spoken to her in quite a while. I don't even know where she is in the mm-hmm. scheme of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not sure what's going on with him.
I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you a really mm-hmm. simple question, you know, because mm-hmm. when in the work that I do, I really work on how to kind of get balance in their process from top to bottom, mm-hmm. getting balance in their soul so they can be joyous, so they can bring abundance in all areas of their life. And not, you know, prosperity is not just about money in the bank. It's about soul, joy, and all of that stuff. And one of the mm-hmm. things that we have to do is we have to be in a space of gratitude. We have to be mm-hmm. in a space of forgiveness. And so for mm-hmm. you, forgiveness is huge around the energy that you have around your brother. Being able to forgive him for the past, so that you and he can move forward into the future. So the past things that have happened that he has caused in pain through his ethics are different. You have to mm-hmm. forgive him. So that's the work that you need to do, so that you can release this, because it's kind of standing in your way a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And I wanted to forgive him, but he's still so cold. So
yeah, forgiving, this is the thing about forgiveness. This is the thing about forgiveness that most people don't really appreciate. And I'm going to kind of reveal that for you, is that mm-hmm. forgiveness doesn't mean that you have to call me on the phone and ask me to forgive you. Forgiveness mm-hmm. is a state of being and a relationship that you have with God. So you don't have to ask for his forgiveness from him. You don't have to have that interaction with him. You can sit in your process and engage in a conversation with the divine and go through a releasing process through forgiveness for yourself. It's like you're carrying around a big bucket of goo that's all the stuff that you've been through with him. And what you need to be able to do is to take that bucket, empty it, and clean it out and be rid of it. And part of the first step, I will say, to that process is forgiveness. So one of the things that I don't necessarily believe has to happen, as I said earlier, is I don't believe that you have to call the person, because sometimes that can be traumatic for both people, especially if you don't have a practitioner of some kind to kind of work you through it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people don't feel like they've done anything wrong. I may have slighted you or hurt your feelings and don't realize I did it because it was not my intent, or perhaps I just don't believe I did anything wrong. Right? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. Just got real quiet there. And so now you are carrying this burden of whatever the pain is or the frustration or the hurt or the damage or whatever it is that you've got going on as a result of the actions that I did, that the cords and the energies and the rays that are connected to you in every area that may be affecting your ability to have a great relationship. It may be affecting your ability to trust people. It may be affecting your confidence and your self-esteem, which may be affecting your career. There's so many ways that things could be affecting you. You don't have to talk to me and have any kind of confrontation with me and say, hey, so remember when you did these three things, I just need you to know that made me feel this way, and I forgive you. And I may say, well, that's cool, I didn't know I did anything, whatever, and that may even cause you more pain. So what there is to do is to go into contemplation and reveal those areas in yourself that you have these what I'm calling gooey oozy things that might be sitting in you, and release them by forgiving your brother. I forgive you for these things that you've done. I no longer hold you responsible for them in my life. I wish you love and luck in everything that you do, and ask the divine to come in and help you heal whatever you've got going on. You can work with the divine, you work with the archangels, the masters, your ancestors, whomever it is that you find powerful in your process. But forgiving him is going to go a long way. That's the big thing that I see needs to happen for you. And then you got to release it. And here's the other thing about forgiveness. Forgiveness only works if you truly forgive. So you don't get to forgive me today and then bring it up a year from now. Well, remember when you did this? Like they used to say, forgive and forget. Forgiveness is forgiveness. When I forgive you, it's done. I forgive you. And I'm done. That will give you power. And you could do something every day. You can do your meditation or your prayer, whatever that thing is you do. It doesn't have to be for 6 hours. It can be for 32 seconds, 5 minutes, whatever works for you. Offer that forgiveness. Ask for the healing. And release it and do it every day, and you'll find that it'll get lighter and lighter. You will get less angry and frustrated as you process it and then connect to it. And he will have less ability to affect you when he's in this space, when he's coming at you, when he needs something from you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
I practice
forgiveness. What I've noticed is that whenever I'm kind to him, he takes advantage. I think he doesn't feel like he should receive my kindness. He just wants to bully me. That's what I got to do for him.
It's who he is, and you know the combination of who he is. You know, we train people to be who they are. We train you as your friend. I train you to engage with me based on how I respond to your engagements with me, right? So we train people to behave a certain way. So he has been conditioned in his process by engaging with people, and they respond to his engagement. He's just not nice. And then again, that this kind of sociopathic lack of concern around how his actions make people feel. And he just, the only needs that are out there that are important to him are the needs that he has, right? So if he's got his needs and that's all he wants are his needs. And if that works for the relationship, it's awesome, but you're seeing it doesn't work for you. So you know what works for you, you know what doesn't work for you. So
right.
You can engage with this person as your brother. It's like, I love you, you're my brother. And sometimes we are going to do things that are going to be frustrating for us because these are our loved ones. There are sacrifices that we make for the people in our lives that we love, and that's just kind of what life looks like. And some of that stuff is fine. It might annoy you. It might hurt you a little bit. It might leave you without things to do because you gave up a little bit of your money to help somebody. But that's the stuff we do for people that we love. And when you do that, you got to do it out of love without any judgment, which is another reason why you have... Yes?
Let me tell you what my brother did, and then so that you could look at this from a total different context. He took my portion of an inheritance, and he squandered it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's left, I have to try to reclaim it and put it back together.
right, and that is not a cool thing to do.
And I've tried forgiveness because I realized he didn't know what he was doing. He couldn't have known what he was doing. And instead of receiving it, he's hurling anger at me.
Okay, so
that's he's responding in anger.
And what you just described is exactly
mm-hmm.
who I described for him, because for him, what he didn't feel like he did anything wrong. Okay, so what would you like to be the ideal scenario here? How would you like to see this resolve?
I will give him a letter if his intent is to move on. I don't know. But
his intent is not. So let me clarify that for you. His intent, when you say move on, what does that mean to you?
He's supposed to move. He's supposed to move out of the house.
Okay. So he's going to move out of the house.
Yeah.
And go on his own. What's your expectation? How long do you think he's going to be gone? Because you know he's coming back, because he always does. At some point.
If he comes back, it's going to be a different scenario because I have to pay up the debt. If not, we're going to lose the house.
Okay. So when you give him the letter, like I said
mm-hmm.
earlier, give him the letter and make sure you clarify everything that you need, clarify everything, all the information that you have, make sure it's legal and it covers this specific scenario and that you're good to go, and then let it go. Because his intent right now is just to resolve this situation, but the next situation is going to come up. You know, he's going to come back because something else is going to happen. It might not be today, tomorrow, next week. It might be a year from now, 2 years from now. But for this scenario, just make sure you cover everything that needs to be covered officially so that you have no – he can't do anything, and then you're comfortable with that, and then let it go. But this is who he is. He's like a parasite. This is who he is. And his relationship with you is you're the one he always comes back to. You're the one. Nobody else really puts up with this with him. And you can work, you can do the work to release this and cut the cords if you really want to, but there's a part of you that, you know, you would love it if you could just trust him. And that's the hard part. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I see as I look at it. It's like you step back, but you would love to be able to stick your hand out and not get bit. You would really love to. You're not trying to just say, get out, I hate you, I never want to see you again. You want to be able to trust this person.
He would have got locked up a year ago, and I would want to do that. I don't understand why he's attacking me.
Because it's just who he is. Try not to understand it. Try to let it go and just deal with the situation on a rational level. There's nothing for you to understand. There's nothing for you to understand. And I know that's hard, and I wish there was something else that I could give you. I have my own concerns, and my concern for you here is to make sure you do two things. You got to take care of the legal aspects of this to make sure you're good to go. You got to do the work to release this for yourself so that you can align yourself in a space where this is going to have an outcome that you're joyous about, because the outcome is going to reflect the energy that you put in it. And if you stay in this space, the outcome is going to be, kind of get smudged with this icky energy. And that's not what I want for you. So you got to do the work for yourself on releasing this frustration, the anger, the lack of understanding. It's like a filter. You've got a filter in front of you that you're looking through. All the stuff is coming through to you through this filter. You want the filter to be clean and joyous and filled with the divine glory. And the only way you're going to do that is you got to release it. So that forgiveness is important. I'd love to work with you. If you have that inclination, you can reach out to me. If you, I have a couple of offerings. I've got a specific offering, which is the Soul System Diagnostic for the radio listeners. It's only $45. Or we can sit and do the real work of clearing all this stuff for you. But the first thing I would invite you to do is to go to my website and join the mailing list. And if you join the mailing list, there's a couple of tools that you receive as a thank you that will help you balance and kind of clear some of the stuff out. Because that's probably the biggest thing for you to do, is clear some of the stuff out in your process that you can see clearly. And you will look back on this with laughter when it's over. Because at the end of the day, remember this, mm-hmm. when you go to see the clowns at the circus, you got to remember, as funny as it is to watch, that's what they get to do for a living, right? And you're watching them from the outside, and they're just being clowns, throwing pies at each other, and it's and the music's playing in the background, and there they are, clowns being clowns. And when you find who the clowns are in your life, and you look at them like, oh my God, look at that clown, you'll put less emphasis on the distraction they bring, and see mm-hmm. how truly amusing it is that this is what they're going to create in life, and you're not the only person that they create this with. And if they find that they can no longer affect you, they will go find somebody else to try to affect. And that's what you're looking for. So it's important you get that balance and you get that release, so that you can A, get the outcome you're looking for in this situation, because that is what you need to be focused on, and then B, move on to your life and to take it to the glory that you're looking for. So drop over okay. to my website if you can. I'm happy. I'd love to work with you if that's something, as I said, that you have the inclination for, or you can just join the mailing list and get the tools either way.
Okay.
Okay? All right?
Okay. Thank you so much. Am I able to stay on and
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to put you back on mute, okay? And I have a couple more callers, but I wanted to make sure everybody could hear me. So I'm going to go on to the pieces of information, and then I'll go on and take some more callers. But I'm going to put you back on mute, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Namaste.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. Awesome. So I do apologize that we did have a little bit of a communication glitch, so I'm going to kind of go back over what I started with, and then I'll get back into the calls. But, you know, I am Angel, and one of the things I wanted to make sure that we did to start this program off, being that it is October now, and we just completed September, and we had some crazy stuff go on here in September coming into October. We had the horrible events in Las Vegas and lost a wonderful and inspiring musician. We had lots of things happen that give us cause to wonder, why are we here sometimes? What is happening in our community? What is all the hate about? What is all the violence about? What's up with all the chaos? So I want to make sure that we each understand that it's important to take the time to really balance yourself and get yourself in a state where you're not distracted by the chaos. And that's the whole process around my soul balance principle that I speak about, and making sure that we are in a space of peace for ourselves. So imagine there's 7 billion people on this planet. Just imagine if everyone on the planet was in a state of abundant joy and peace, what would that world look like? Who would we be if we were in that space? Would we have so much anger on the freeway? Would we have so much frustration in the store? My God, go shopping. People are so angry, right? We have people shooting at each other and yelling at each other and not understanding each other and being rude to each other. How much more prosperous and productive would we be as a society? Spend our time focusing on what's important to us as individuals and what's important to us as a planet. If we could spend the time focusing on that, how much better would it be to live on this planet? And what we often forget is that the energy resources that we have around us in spirit, that's what they're here for. That's what they're here to support us with. That's what God's for. That's what that's for, is to support what it is that you need to accomplish. When somebody sets you off, and I'm human too, we talk to someone, they say the wrong thing, or they catch us in the wrong moment, and they set us off. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that person said that. Why would they say that to me? And now our energy is in a different space. And everybody we engage with gets to engage with us in that energy. Everything that you have access to in this moment, you have access to every single moment of the day. And that is yourself, your soul, and your systems. And those systems include the divine energy, the universal energy, the masters, the angelic realm, your ancestors, all of that you have access to, and you can plug into it anytime you want to. And one of the things you just heard me say is I delineated the things that you had access to, and I mentioned your soul and yourself. And people say, are they different? Well, yes and no. Because I can destroy your body, but I can't destroy your soul, right? We all believe that, right? So you have to connect to yourself. And in the easiest way to kind of make that clear for you is your mind. Your self-esteem, your pride, all the stuff that kind of makes you human, that's yourself. The doubts that you have to deal with, all the things that give you cause to stand back and not do a thing because maybe you're afraid, that's yourself. And your soul, that's the stuff that's deep, deep, deep down inside. That's your ultimate, your higher self. That's the smart one that has to listen to the physical all the time. So they are definitely separate processes that you have to work through. They are. I'm going to take the next caller as we talk about this process and see what I can do to kind of help get you some clarity. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello, Angel. This is Adam.
Adam?
Yes, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today? What can I do for you?
Good. I believe I spoke with you about a month ago about this this job that I had with, like, senior managers of a company. We read my resume, and I was waiting for a phone call.
Oh, right. I think I remember. Yes. How's that going?
Well, I just wanted to sort of update you. I ended up receiving a phone call from the managers that I spoke to. They called me with an offer with their company, which was great news. But they also let me know that I received this phone call about 2 weeks ago, and they told me in about 2 weeks I'll be receiving another phone call from upper management, sort of explaining more of the job description, sort of like actually handing me the job offer and going with details of the company. Now, I'm just, like, stressing. I just want to see, like, roughly what you pick up around, if everything's still going good or anything
you can
pick up.
Oh, that's really interesting. So this is – I'm going to repeat what I'm hearing just to make sure I'm hearing right. And I'm going to take you through our little relationship here that we've had. You called me, gave me this information. We talked about it. You've been working on this. And now you've got the call and you've been made an offer and you're excited about that. However – now there's someone else that's going to call and give you more details, and there's doubt. The doubt kicked in. So I don't know if you were listening, and I talked about the difference between the soul and the self. So the self is the one who has the doubt, because of course this is complete. Of course this is your process. They made you a job offer. It is your job offer to accept, or it is your job offer to decline. They just have, you know, it feels like it's a pretty important role. So they just have some things to talk to you about. They need to go over the this and the that. And some of it is you know, you may have a reaction to because it feels like they've got some rules because it's kind of important. But at the end of the day, this feels like the ideal job for you right now. And it feels like you're going to be really happy about it.
I hope so. I just want to be successful, pass everything that I have to do. And, you know, just hopefully – honestly, if it doesn't work out, I have a gut feeling it's going to be great. I think I'm just overstressing and just say, what about this? What if they don't do this? What happens about this? You know, I don't know why. It's just hitting me. But I'm like, at the same time, I'm excited. I'm like, whatever happens. This is what I want, you know? And I just want to make sure I'm successful in the company. You know, I just want to make sure nothing bad happens.
Understood. No, I completely understand. You want to make sure that everything it comes together the way you want it to come together. And you've created this, you've manifested this, you made this happen, but it's really hard when fear is something that is like the death rattle of everything we want to do. All you need is one fear, one little touch of fear. It's like acid. You know, it comes in, you pour it into the dish, and the dish is, it doesn't matter how delicious the cake is, it's ruined now. And so,
you're exactly right. That's exactly how it is. That's, you explained it right on point. You're exactly correct.
And so it's like you've got everything lined up. You've got everything perfect. What you should be doing right now is pouring a glass of Dom Perignon and going, yes, that's what you should be doing right now. But somewhere in you, there's that little voice going, but what if something happens? Why do they want to talk to you? It's just their process. It's all. It's just their process. It feels like it's an important enough role where they have to lay some things down. You know, here's the offer. Before I talk to you, Joe's got to talk to you, and he's got to lay down. Okay, these are some expectations. These are, it looks like there's like some expense account stuff. There's things they got to talk to and make sure you understand before all the things are signed, because it's important. And it's just, that's all it is. And the person that made you the offer doesn't know all that stuff over there. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And the thing that's kind of tickles me as I look at it is, like, you know that deep down inside, you know that, but the little fear is talking.
You're exactly right. I just, because you said, oh, they'll contact you in 2 weeks. So they're supposed to contact me this week. And I'm just like always looking at my phone, like, did I do something wrong? Did I say something different? You know, just that fear is coming out again. I'm just like, I don't know. You know, I just have to relax.
Don't worry about it.
You know?
Don't worry about it. And it may even go past 2 weeks. It feels like there's some things going on. I don't know what this company is. Are they? Do they have an office in Las Vegas? Do they engage with
in
Las Vegas?
I'm not sure if they do. I don't think so. No, it's an international company.
It is an international company. It just feels like this the happenings over this last week have distracted them. That's the only reason I bring that up. So, if it goes into next week, it's okay. Don't worry about it, because I'm not getting anything from that. But it's just you need to go through an exercise manifestation, where you sit down. And I talked about the balance at the beginning of the show. I talked about how important it is to go through and release and balance through forgiveness. For you, it's about gratitude. So the first caller was about forgiveness because of what was going on with what she had in her life. For you, my friend, it's about gratitude, because you have the Midas touch. You really do. You can create anything. And if you look back on the things that you've gone through in your life, when you are on, you can create anything. It's the little fear that can come in and stop that from happening for you. So if
exactly
you
right.
can get in a state, if you can get in a state of gratitude where it's like, I am so grateful for every day. I am so grateful for it. And if you don't have anything that you can think of, because after 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 days, it starts to, okay, what am I thinking? Be thankful for just waking up. Be thankful for the glass of juice. Be thankful for the cup of coffee, and get yourself so that you're training your system to talk about the positive stuff. And the positive stuff. So if they said 2 weeks and it's 2 weeks and one day, be grateful that they haven't called yet, because they are getting stuff done so I can be powerful in my job. And don't turn it in. Don't let the doubt take over. That's thing number one. Thing number two for you is, the reason why you're in this space is because you had a letdown. You've had a couple of letdowns that are still sitting with you. You got to go in and let those go. Because everything you do in life is a lesson to take you to the next space. And I recently watched a program with my husband and some financial thing. And one of the guys were declaring, well, they should just go fire that guy at that company that did that thing. And the broadcaster said, I don't know what the big deal is. As high up as he is, people get fired at a time. I've been fired twice. And look at me. I'm on television. And when he said that, I use that all the time, because that's a powerful statement, because this particular person is very famous. He's on television. He makes a lot of money. And if he hadn't been fired those two times, he'd still be at one of those companies he was at, and we wouldn't see him on TV. So he's not holding on to the fired.
Yeah.
He just moved on and went
on
with his life. So you got to let go of what happened in your professional life, whether it is you lost a business or you lost a career, whatever it was that I'm looking at here that shook you. you got to let that go because it was just a lesson and an experience that got you where you are right now to step into your dream job. Because that's what this is.
It's so funny because I literally said the same thing not too long ago. When I resigned from my other position, I kept saying the same thing. It's just what ifs. I'm just like, yeah, but if I've never resigned, I would have never been in my dream job that I'm going to be doing, you know? And you're exactly right, of course. You're like always, always correct.
Well, I appreciate that. It makes me feel good to hear people say it. I'm spot on, but I have to tell you that it's easy to be spot on when people are really open to receiving and really are willing to hear what needs to be heard. And it sounds like what you're getting is confirmation to what you've already felt and then you've already kind of experienced in your talk with yourself and your soul. You've already experienced this. And so, so what you need to do is yourself needs to feel strong because your soul is always strong.
Yeah.
We just, our physical self gets in the way of what the soul needs to do. And it's kind of like you think about it, it's like two people are playing a sport together and they're on a team. It's a two-man team. You got the big, strong guy in the back and you got the little kind of the weak guy that's supposed to be the strategist in the front and he's got no confidence. That team is never going to win because you can't just, you know, bowl your way through stuff. You got to work together. And the soul kind of always knows what to do because it's evolved. It connects directly to spirit. It's that physical self that's crazy. It's like we're so affected by the physical world, whether we're affected by desire, fear, all the seven deadly sins. That's what we're affected by. We can control them if we're open to it. And if all you have to do, my friend, is to deal with the little fears, that's easy. That's so easy. There's nothing to fear. Let me ask you a question, if you'll let me. What would happen if you didn't get this job? Would you go find another one?
Probably,
just
but I know question. I wouldn't be happy.
No, it's just a question. I'm not saying that you're not. I'm just saying if you didn't get this job, would you find another one?
Yeah.
The worst thing that can happen is you're not going to get the job. Nobody's going to hurt you. Nobody's going to kick you. Nobody's going to drop a safe on your head. You're not going to lose anything. That's the worst thing that can happen. And you have already been offered the job. Right?
Yeah.
So you got the job. They're just like, somebody's going to call you and give you some information. So you're just waiting for the person to call. But because of the little fear, you're doubting it. Okay, maybe they changed their mind. Maybe they don't want me. Maybe stuff is happening. Oh, my God. What could happen? And because you're a magical creature, you can turn it into that. So you don't want to turn it into that.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that your space is always in a space of power, that your space is always in a space of fulfillment, that your space is always creating positivity, and you're going to state what I prescribe to my clients also is affirmations, my high noon affirmations. You're going to state what you want and you're going to create that in your job. You could do that at high noon because that's when kind of a lot of the energy is high in the around us. But you made a statement, I was kind of jotting some notes. You said you wanted to do well and be successful. You're going to create all of that, and you can create that by changing your state right now while you're waiting. So you can start with gratitude, and just every day you can say, I'm going to be the best in this role that they've ever seen. I'm going to excel really well. I'm going to make them profit. I'm going to bonus and get commissions. I'm going to get promoted fast. You can create all of that by stating it every day, and what that's going to do is create energy that's powerful, and it's going to create action for you because that's who you
are. Could I say it like in my head? Or do I have to say it? Is it better to say
it out loud? You can say it in your head. You can say it out loud if you want to.
Oh, perfect.
I wouldn't recommend like going to the mall and walking around saying it out loud.
Of course.
You could sit in meditation and say it out loud. I like to say affirmations out loud because the energy, I like the energy and the sound is powerful. You can journal it if you want to. So it all depends on how you process. If you're a person that needs to speak, you know, can speak it, and affirmations are really cool. You can just say it over and over again, two, three, or four times. If you follow me, book or Twitter, when I'm able to, when life is not distracting me, I usually will. I do morning gratitude. I do high noon affirmations, and I do an evening release. And what I do is I'm trying to engage people in that process. If you start your morning with gratitude, and you do at high noon, so a positive affirmation, and then you do a release of forgiveness, your days will be set up to support what you're up to. And it's just an activity that I engage in. And if you follow me, you'll kind of get a cadence for that. You'll kind of, you know, get yourself in that process. And I invite people to engage as well. You know, what are you grateful for? And what would you like to release? So that's what I prescribe. And so if you haven't done already, you know, please find me on Facebook. It's linked there on my site.
Yes, of course.
And then you could engage with that. But it feels very positive. It feels, I mean, I would love loving for the day you start, so that you can put a testimonial there on my website. But more than anything else, I would love to be able to help you, you know, fulfill this, because I'll feel it makes me proud, makes me excited.
Yeah,
if you need to move
coming.
Any energy,
I know it's coming.
It's coming. It is. If you need to move any energy around, you just contact me. We can do a real quick energy. I have my little 20-minute session. We can move some energy around for you. If you feel like you need to do that, you're welcome to contact me. But I'm telling you, it feels like it's there. I'm just saying.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let me know if you need anything else, and God bless you. Thank you for calling.
You as well. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Really awesome call. I love listening to people talk about how they're coming to their goals, and they're getting to their dream, and they're connecting and making stuff happen. And I'm here to tell you that this stuff works. It's not a solution. It's not a magic pill. It's not a button that you push. And it's kind of like weight loss. You know, we live in a world, everybody wants to lose weight, look perfect. And, you know, you need to lose 60 pounds, and people just want somebody to give them a pill and give them a shake to drink. And then 2 weeks they wake up and they don't have 60 pounds anymore. It doesn't work that way. There are disciplines and a cadence that you have to put into your life so that you can create consistency, and if you do the things you're supposed to do with your diet and exercise and focus, you wake up some months later and you'll have experienced the completion of the goal. You'll have lost you've lost the weight, and you'll feel better about yourself, and you'll have more energy, and all that stuff will come together. But you have to take the steps. And the first thing you have to do is say, hey, I don't want to be this person anymore. I want to be that person over there. It works like that on every level of your life. And the beautiful thing that we have, and while I call this reveal, no mediumship reveal, why I call it reveal is the beautiful thing is that you have the power, you have the control and the mechanisms and the tools around you to make any change that you want in your life. And when we feel out of control, we are allowing everyone else and everything else to control our lives. I'm going to say that again. When we're out of control, when we're in chaos, we're allowing everything around us and everyone around us to control our lives. The first thing you have to do, my friends, is you have to get control of your life. You have to claim that you are in control of your life. No matter how chaotic your life feels right now, no matter how distracted you are with what you've got going on in your life, no matter what's happening in your life right now that may not feel like you're in control, you are in control. And so if you're in control, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to achieve? Everything that we do and say will give us the outcome that we're looking for. So if your answer is, I want to be abundant and prosperous financially, I'm like, that is awesome. That's actually a really great goal. I want to be abundant and prosperous financially. So unless you're one of the lucky, lucky people, and they're out there that went tonight, bought a lottery ticket, and you hit the lottery numbers and you won $178 million, unless you're that guy, there are things that you have to do to be prosperous, right? You can't state it, you know, in the affirmations, in the last callers, like say your high noon affirmations, I am going to be abundantly prosperous, and then expect somebody to come to your house with $178 million tomorrow. Man, I wish it worked that way, but it doesn't. We are fortunate in that we have to work for the things that we want. So if your desire is to be abundantly prosperous, you have to put the same types of disciplines in your process that the individual I just spoke about that wants to lose the 60 pounds does. Person that wants to lose the 60 pounds has to change their diet. They have to buy some healthy foods to change what they've got in their kitchen, their refrigerator. They got to probably buy a gym membership. They have to change their schedule around so they have time to go work out. They might want to engage with a personal trainer. They have these things that they need to do, drink more water, do all kinds of things to adjust what they do today so that they can lose the weight they want to lose tomorrow. For you, if you want to be abundantly prosperous, you have to look at what you're doing today that's keeping you from being abundantly prosperous. And a lot of that stuff that we're doing deeply seated in the self, okay? Our fear, that is a human quality, not a spirit quality. That is a human quality. Pride. Greed. That's why I call it the seven deadly sins, right? All the things that are part of the human quality that can distract us from achieving what we want and can become something much more than just that little thing. Has anybody ever made you so upset that all you did when you got home is spend hours talk about how upset you are? I'm raising my hand. I've experienced this because I'm human, right? Let me let you think about this for a second. I don't want to get too preachy, but that's what I get to do is kind of give you information. That's why I'm here, right? So you have a spouse. I have a spouse. I love my spouse. I've got a great husband. Don't get to see him very often because I'm really busy. So I have a situation where I've come upset over something somebody's done, and I come home and I got these 3 hours or these 2 hours of time. It's the only time I get to spend with my spouse, but now those 2 hours are focused on this person. How fair is that to my husband? How fair is that to my relationship, right? So if I can take that same energy and come home and go through a process of release and balance where I can find a way to let go of whatever that was that gave me cause to be upset and forgive and release it. And it might take me 10 minutes. It might take me an hour. I don't know. It depends on how bad it was. Let's say it'll take me 10 minutes. Got an hour and 50, hour and 40 minutes to have really wonderful, joyous quality time with my husband. How abundantly joyous is my life now. As a person, you got to let go of the stuff that's standing in the way of your ability to move your life forward in a powerful way. There's more to use in this area. There's more to the value of being able to connect to spirit than just finding the answer to a question. If you could connect that you can resolve your life, you will create the life of your dream. And that's what these systems are here for. That's what they're here for. I am just a conduit. I'm just a doorway. I'm just a phone, as are any practitioners. How you choose to engage with that conversation is up to you. And I know people get frustrated. I get frustrated. People on the radio especially, they want a question and it doesn't go the way they want it. And for me, I get so much pleasure out of helping someone get to goals and helping people accomplish their dreams. oh, God, that is amazing. It makes me feel so wonderful because I feel like there's someone now that is going to live their life in abundant joy, and off they go like a little bird leaving the nest. And it's so much more powerful for you than just finding out if he's ever going to come back or finding out if this person really cares. Because at the end of the day, what's important? And what is important is that you live a life of abundant joy and prosperity in every of your life, because that's what the divine wants for you in every area of your life. We all deserve it. It is our promise. It is our gift. We just sometimes are just not evolved enough to reach up and pull it down. My name is Angel. You can find me here. You'll see my website, the Belly Dancing Medium, right there on the website. You can also find me on the New Age Guild. I encourage you to like the radio page. I appreciate you so much for listening. And I know that you can get through whatever it is you got going on in your life, my friend, that might be giving you distraction, that might be giving you pain. It is just a test, and all tests are passable. And when you pass the test, you win and you move on. Let us move on together in great joy and abundance. I'm going to send some warmth and some support and some love out there for everyone affected by any of the violence that has been happening over the past few days. And I call to all of you to do the same. May we have peace on this turmoil planet, and may we come together in joy, and may we come together and respect and support. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Contact me if you have any further questions, and I'm looking forward to talking to you all again. Take care, and God bless. Bye-bye.